This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the NUPW wants more details on the proposed amalgamation of the social services departments, government making strides in its tax reform initiatives, a businessman in Spikestown supports small cruise ship services to the town but urges more needs to be done to develop the area. The Culture Ministry seeking to place the Barbados landship on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List, and a top military official says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend attack. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The union representing workers at the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs says it is seeking more information regarding the proposed merger of the social services departments before they can update workers and discuss the way forward. Officials at the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, have been in talks with senior officers at the ministry regarding the amalgamation. Speaking with Starcom Network News, the union's General Secretary, Richard Green, said they want more details on critical information, including the final draft of the organizational structure of the merged entity.
The NUPW has been having discussions with the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs on the amalgamation of the Welfare Department, the National Assistance Board, the National Disabilities Unit, and the Child Care Board. Coming out of those preliminary discussions, we had requested information, in particular the terms and conditions, the draft legislation, the finalized organizational chart, so that we'd be in a better position to advise our members.
He called on members to exercise patience as discussions are ongoing.
Feedback coming to us from our shop stewards is that workers were becoming anxious and wanted to hear a little bit more about the amalgamation. This process of amalgamation is similar to other processes of reform and transition in a number of state-owned enterprises. And we are again asking for the members to be patient and recognize that as soon as we have the information requested, we will meet with them to discuss the way forward.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. Barbados is making strides in its tax reform initiatives as two corporate tax reform bills are now laid before Parliament. This, according to the Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, who was speaking during a global tax update session yesterday at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. This follows the Prime Minister's announcement in November last year that reforms to Barbados's tax structure will be implemented this year. Senator Blackman emphasized that Barbados must continue to be a beacon in the U.S. as a mature tax jurisdiction.
The government of Barbados is determined to ensure a conducive business environment for businesses, which includes compliance with international standards, appropriate levels of taxation, and compatible tax incentives so as to foster growth and employment in the country. You would have heard in our recent budgetary proposals the importance of growth for the economy and also looking for new areas of growth and how do we enlarge that pie and in a way that also is sustainable for the country going forward. Now, following the ministerial statement on the 7th of November of last year, two draft bills were prepared and have since been laid in Parliament for consideration by the lower house.
He stressed the importance of rebranding the country to attract international business.
We must all participate in providing input and sharing ideas on how Brand Barbados should continue to evolve. This, therefore, requires constant review and implementation of our success benchmarks. Many times we've seen it as a country. We attain success in whatever endeavor that we set out to do. And oftentimes we become complacent by that success. And if you look at other partners and players around the world, as they attain success, they constantly review and implement. Therefore, Barbados must be a continued success jurisdiction. And we mustn't reach success once and think, well, that's it, because others will surpass us. That mode has to be now part of our apparatus and strategy.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman. A joint select committee has been appointed to oversee the Cybercrime Bill and the Mutual Assistance in Criminal Matters Amendment Bill. The members of the committee include Members of Parliament Edmund Hinkson, Peter Phillips, Dr. Rommel Springer, Opposition Leader Ralph Thorne, as well as Senators Gregory Nichols, Ryan Walters, and Lindell Nurse. The two bills were referred to the joint committee on February 14th for review and and recommended changes if necessary before being considered further by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel. The committee commenced its work on Monday, and both bills are available for comment on the Barbados Parliament's website. The public is encouraged to submit memoranda or other documents setting out their views and comments on the issues. Written submissions should reach the Clerk of Parliament no later than Friday, April the 26th. A well-known businessman in the north of the island is welcoming plans for small cruise ships to sail to Spitestown, but he's repeating calls for a major overhaul of the area. Owner of the popular Fisherman's Pub, Clement Armstrong, spoke with Starcom Network News a day after the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, told a gathering at the BLP's branch meeting in St. Peter that discussions are underway to have the vessels bring passengers in an attempt to revive the town. However, Mr. Armstrong says he has heard enough talk about development plans and calls for urgent action as the area in its current form isn't ready to accommodate this venture.
We cannot bring cruise ships to Spitestown now with 8 derelict buildings in Spitestown. No roads building is falling to pieces. You can't call it derelict because they got two businesses in it. The post office is falling down. Spitestown Board School is falling down. Spitestown Gear School is falling down. The old money born house is falling down. Chicken and Furkin is falling down. With no parking facility, no infrastructure base, no lighting, no parking. We are glad for this kind of business, but talking on paper and have not made the infrastructure right where you have proper parking, proper lighting, and vending. Eliminating vending. Going to come off, they need to get a few souvenirs, entertainment, yes, and all. All these are things that have to be put on trial run.
He said the crew's plans for the area are nothing new.
It's a lot of work, but these things come 10 and 7 years later. Programs that sit on people's desks for 6 or 7 years, 20 years, and then bring that as a new idea. It's a new idea. Florida Cruise Association wanted to come to Spitestown from 2007. The jetty was built, everything finished in 2006, and the jetty, maybe a half a jetty, because the jetty supposed to shoot southward over to the S, to the Fort Denmark, ready to the clear. And then we had a walk to carry the people to walk straight up to Fort Denmark. No sea protection, including taking away all our beaches. It's a sad state.
Owner of Fisherman's Pub in Spitestown, Clement Armstrong. Government is intent on raising the profile of the Barbados landship after it made a bid for it to be included in UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List. This was revealed by Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight as she made a case for the landship not only to be recognized globally, but also to protect its historical significance. She was speaking at the National Cultural Foundation's Landship Teachers Training Certification graduation at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre last night.
The Division of Culture just recently has put forward the nomination for the safeguarding of landship to UNESCO. And what that does is signal internationally that the government is committed to a program where we will, as a government and as a people, continue for the foreseeable future to make sure that we, again, are intentional about how we walk, how we protect, how we preserve, and how we are intentional to safeguard the landship.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. And finally, head of Israel's military has said the country would respond to Iran's weekend attack as several Western countries urged Israel to avoid an escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. Israel's military chief of staff, Herzai Halevi, said his country would respond but did not provide details. He stated this after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours after Iran's missile and drone attack. Recapping the headlines, the NUPW wants more details on the proposed amalgamation of the social services departments, government making strides in its tax reform initiatives. A businessman in Spitestown supports small cruise ship services to the town, but urges more needs to be done to develop the area. The Culture Ministry seeking to place Barbados Landship on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List, and a top military official says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend attack. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group.